It's very fitting that on this third day of Christmas, the Church honors in a very special way the beloved disciple, the best friend of Jesus on this earth, whom everyone knew was the beloved disciple, St. John the Evangelist, sometimes called St. John the Divine, because his writings, his gospel and epistles are so sublime, higher than the others in a sense. And so today the Church honors him. And of course we remember that he was the last apostle to die. And even though he was boiled and oiled at the Latin Gate in Rome, when he was very old, close to 100, and he did not die, he was not hurt. In fact, when they pulled him out, he looked young again. Nevertheless, he is not a martyr, but yet he is a martyr because he is one of the 12 apostles. In this case, the beloved apostle, the beloved disciple. And we use his words at every Mass in the ancient rite of the Mass, at the end of the Mass, the beginning, the prologue of his gospel. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, en arche en o logos. And so he tells us in his gospel from the very beginning that Jesus Christ is the eternal Word of God become man. And of course, he received much of the notice for the things that he writes, as did St. Luke and St. Matthew, from the lips of the Blessed Mother herself. And so we are very privileged to receive the words that the Holy Spirit guided St. John the Divine to write for us, for the whole Church, for his time, and for all times. In addition, today, and many people do not know this, but I have spoken of him, today is also the continuation of the novena, which we're not here praying, but it is being prayed, especially in Spain, of that wonderful saint who was bishop of two dioceses, first of Huelva in that area there in the southwestern part of Spain. And then after the communists tried to kill him and his family, he became bishop of Malaga. And to this day he is honored. He is called the saint of the abandoned tabernacle, because even then, at the end of the 1800s, the beginning of the 20th century, the 1900s, there were many churches, at least in Spain, but I think everywhere, that were abandoned. The priests were being paid their salaries and so forth, but there was no Mass, there was no devotions, no catechism, and the tabernacle was abandoned. And so he went from church to church and cleaned everything up with helpers and with himself, but by himself sometimes, as just as St. John Vianney did. And he consecrated the host and put him back in the tabernacle, and he began, and he formed different groups of the priests, of the religious, and of the lay people to honor our Lord in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, so that our Lord would never have to be in a church where nobody ever went in, where there was no divine, no real presence, because the priest didn't care. And that part of the equation has not changed. That is the majority of the priests today, too. They don't care. And so we pray to Saint Manuel González García, the bishop and saint of the abandoned tabernacle, to grant us holy priests. We don't want lackadaisical, lazy priests. We want priests who are devoted totally to our Lord and to our Lady, and especially to our Lord in the most holy sacrament of the altar. So, San Manuel González García, may your prayers reach the ears of God, and may he grant us holy priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.